This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, very glad to have you with us. Hour number two is off and running, and we have a lot yet to get to. If you missed hour number one, go back and get the podcast. You will be able to see the video version at SalemNewsChannel.com. Just click on the Radio Night Live banner there. And if you go to any of your normal audio podcasting platforms, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Audible, iHeart, TuneIn, you name it, SoundCloud, and just look for Radio Night Live or Kevin McCullough Radio, and you will get to the Kevin McCullough universe, which will include Radio Night Live, and you can get the most recent episode there. We always put these things out there for free. We never put anything behind a paywall. We just want you to have access to the great content, and lots of good stuff in hour number one tonight. I hope that you didn't miss any of it. Coming up in this hour, we have got someone who's an expert on cyber warfare, Katie Arrington, who worked in the cyber warfare division of the DOD under Trump. She's running for Congress again in Florida. We are going to chat with her in just a second. And Carol Markowitz, a little bit later on, had a very interesting piece in the New York Post this week about not blaming Russians here for Putin's war in the Ukraine. In fact, you shouldn't really blame Russians in Russia either. There are tens of thousands of Russians that have been now arrested for protesting the war in Ukraine, and it is not going well for the dictator. It'll be interesting to see where that all ends up. But there was some other news that happened this week. And I don't know if you saw this, but there was a very interesting interaction between a sitting U.S. senator who believes very firmly that she is a woman and the black woman that was nominated by Joe Biden, and by his own definition, because she was a black woman, that was the primary characteristics for which he was looking for this person to be a Supreme Court justice, and they had the following interchange. Take a look at what happened in those hearings.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context.
So
I'm not a biologist.
The meaning of the word woman is so unclear and controversial that you can't give me a definition?
Senator, in my work as a judge, what I do is I address disputes. If there's a dispute about a definition, people make arguments, and I look at the law, and I decide.
Well,
so I'm not...
The fact that you can't give me a straight answer about something as fundamental as what a woman is underscores the dangers of the kind of progressive education that we are hearing about.
All right. That was Marsha Blackburn, senator from Tennessee, and Ketanji Brown Jackson, who is obviously the nominee to take the Supreme Court seat of Mr. Breyer when he is no longer on the court. And this is the interesting thing about this. It would be one thing if you put forward a nomination and you said, I'm not doing it based on gender or race or any type of, categorical rationale. We're going to do it. We're going to go out and find the best jurist. We're going to find the best constitutional mind that's already a judge. It's already been approved. And we're going to elevate her from the lower level court to the highest court in the land. It'd be one thing if you said we're doing it purely on credentials. But nowadays, if you do things purely on credentials, somehow that is an insult to people that don't have the credentials. Somehow it's supposed to be understood as some sort of like mark against people that don't have the credentials. I mean, it could just be understood that they just don't have the credentials. And the rationale for why they don't have the credentials, that can be entirely debated in terms of, like, how hard they worked and what grades they got and how often they were, promoted through the judicial system, et cetera. I mean, there's a whole ton of things that you could discuss there. But when you come out of the canon saying, I'm going to pick a woman who is black, and that's going to be the primary motivation for why she sits on the court. It has nothing to do with her jurisprudence. It has nothing to do with her understanding of the law. The overriding reason I'm going to do it is because she's a black woman. This is the kind of silliness that you end up with. And here's why she backed herself into that corner. Ketanji Brown Jackson knows very well that she cannot come out and say that a woman is biologically distinct from a man, even though that's scientifically true, even though that's scientifically provable, even though the hormones that make up the woman and that make up the man are completely different. Biochemistry in many instances is very different. There's different things that go on in the brain. There's certainly different things that go on in sexual function. There's all kinds of things that separate what defines a man from a woman and a woman from a man. And for somehow 5,000 years more, we've known how to distinguish the difference between the two. It is only in the modern era where we believe we know more than the Creator, where we know more than science, where we know more than even what biology would dictate to us, that we're somehow smarter than ourselves and what our cells say they are, they aren't really. It's only in that world that someone doesn't know what a man or a woman appear to be. And for her to be even incapable of saying, I can't do this because I'm not a biologist, it's an easy way to get out of the argument so she doesn't get criticized by the progressive activists that want to blur all lines of sexual distinction. But it's also a step that will set women back further, because part of the rationale for why all the progress on women's rights needed to be made in recent years is because that they are distinct from men. Distinct is not bad. Distinct simply means different. And it is very clear that there are things that my bride can do for my children, particularly right after they're first born, that I cannot do. It is particularly clear that there are things that they will learn from her that they will not learn from me. It is eminently clear when they see us interact with one another that there is something different about each of us, and yet there is something completely in communion with one another. That we interact, we work together for their good. There's a cooperative spirit. There's a desire to accomplish for the sake of the family. There's a desire to bring together, in a way, the two distinctions, the differences that exist in both men and women, so that we have a common bond, and that bond provides security for the children that are in the home. And you don't get the same bond with only one parent. And you don't get the same bond with two parents that have the same distinctions. They more or less override each other. They're not, or cancel each other out. They're not complementary. They're not dictating, that pros and cons be addressed and that there's a coming together. This is completely why it is anathema to say things like Leah Thomas should not be allowed to compete, or whatever his or her name is, in the college swimming finals as a woman. As a man, he was no better than the 400th best swimmer in all of college swimming. As a woman, he is dominating the sport and setting new records because he's essentially using his male advantages in his muscle tone and his length and his body and his years of competition against other men, etc., to overpower the women that he's competing against. It is absurd to me. By the way, as we kick off the Ladies Lounge hour here on Radio Night Live, that someone who wants to sit on the highest court, who is a mother of a daughter herself, in fact, one of my friends put up this week,
one of my left of center friends put up a meme on Instagram, and it said, proud daughter moment, and her daughter's smiling at her mom while she's sitting there under the grueling test of the Senate committee that's asking her all these really terrible questions. They didn't dig into Ketanji Brown Jackson's past and pull up a yearbook and make up a story about how she sexually assaulted someone that was not true. No Republicans did that to her, even though the other side did that to Judge Kavanaugh, without repentance, by the way. They still haven't apologized to him for making up that story, for framing that entire... I mean, if you think about it, in that instance, it was believe all women. Then when Amy Coney Barrett got nominated to the bench, it was, well, only believe some women. Even though Amy Coney Barrett held up the notepad and said, I have nothing written on it. I don't need notes. I know what I believe. I know what I can answer your questions by. And now it was believe all women, then it was believe some women, and now it's I don't even know what a woman is. Three consecutive Supreme Court confirmations, that's where we've gone. Believe all women, believe some women, who knows what a woman is. Kevin McCullough, the Ladies' Lounge, proudly carries on next. Katie Arrington will join me to talk cyber war with Russia. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
New York. Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Breaking news, what it means, why it matters. That's the brand of this show. That's the brand of yours truly, moi. That's what we try to do every single day. But why do we do that? Well, because if you don't have clear information, you can't make clear decisions. And so it's important for us to have clarity in life, amongst all other things. And I'm really thankful to have my next guest because she can bring a lot of light to something that has been a big discussion point for the administration and for America for the last few days. Katie Arrington is a congressional candidate for South Carolina's proud congressional district, the first. And she is running for that seat this year in what is going to be a very exciting election year. But she also served in the Pentagon in the cybersecurity arena and doing things associated with keeping us safe in the virtual world. Kate, it's good to have you. Thanks for being here with Kevin McCullough.
Well, hello, and thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
888-342-1010. Katie, let me ask you, there's been a lot of discussion, even since early on in the invasion of Putin to the Ukraine, when we discussed sanctions, he said cyber attack. When we said, when we discussed no-fly zone, he said, I'll nuke you, I'll nuke them. There's been a very kind of resistant attitude from Mr. Putin in all of these things. But in recent days, the threat of cyber attack and his actions of downgrading his own nation's susceptibility, if you can put it that way, seem to indicate that he might try to do some sort of offensive. I'm curious your thoughts on where all this stands at present.
So, great question, and your observation couldn't be any more spot on. I spent several years traveling the country trying to make the industrial base, the defense industrial base, aware that the next war really doesn't start. It may have some kinetic aspect to it, which I think you're seeing in Ukraine, but it's a non-kinetic war that we'll be fighting, and that's in the cyber realm. So you couldn't be any more spot on. The events of the fall, people forget, you know, SolarWinds and FireEye, those two cyber events that happened. What was taken in them were actually certificates, right? So our adversaries, of course, you know, whether it be Russia or China or Iran, et cetera, took a great deal of information during those attacks and the vulnerabilities that come from them. So, yes, 100%, you know, you're going to see things happening. Things are happening. You know, I'm no longer in the Pentagon, but I can tell you I see from where I sit, it's been a great deal of effort from the cyber defense community to keep things at bay and continuing operations as normal for Americans, but you are definitely going to see him ramp up without a doubt. He has a great deal of time, energy, and resources invested into the cyber, you know, warfare. That's where it lives.
Yeah. So let me ask you about that. For the average American, for the average American family, how does a cyber war affect us? What are things that we should be looking for? How will we be impacted by it? How do we prepare for it? What are some basic things that the everyday Joe and Mrs. America can plan on, you know, expecting?
So first and foremost, I say to everybody, you know, change your passwords. The first thing is, you know, do the easy things. Change your passwords frequently, right? You've got to stay on that. Make sure that you have your credit card information. If there's any unusual activity, make sure you're watching over it because you're not going to see something. Let's remember, right, what Putin did in 2008. He shut off the nation state of Georgia. He just turned them off. He put a DDoS attack, a denial of service, and shut down the entire country for a day. So he has the capability is there. So what you want to do is to make sure that you are doing the easy things first. Make sure your passwords have been changed. I say to everybody, every 30 days, change your passwords. Don't use things like passwords, your names, birthdates of your children. That's easily penetrable. I secondarily always recommend that you have in your home enough money to buy a week's worth of groceries. Because the best way, you know, if you ever read The Art of War, right, the best way to destroy the enemy is from within. So what people will start to see, I suspect, is intermittent outages. You remember Target a couple of years ago went offline for the entire day and it made national news, right? So imagine if a particular, and I don't want to do any brand damage, so I'm not going to say any names, but a particular type of truck stop went offline for a whole day, right, and only could use cash. I would say just have enough money on hand that you can live your life for a week, right, just in case your credit card, your ATM card has disruption, or the grocery store can't accept anything but cash payments. But know that this is the new state of being, right? And it's kind of scary. President Biden scared the bejesus out of me. You know, I can't agree with any policy that man is doing, and this was absolutely another one, where he put out a memo to talk about an executive order about cryptocurrency, right? So your listeners probably are wondering why Putin just kind of shrugged off the fact about sanctions. They don't matter to him because he's been working in cryptocurrency. Shutting off the SWIFT banking system to him was nothing. He hasn't used banking, like traditional banking like we have in America, for a long time. They've been using cryptocurrency. So you have to think that we as Americans look at the world as through our lens, how we see it. The rest of the world has changed dramatically over the past 5 years. And cyber war has been going on for quite some time, right? And I say we've been in a cyber war. Our adversaries have been in our networks. They've been taking our intellectual property. They've been, you know, you look at China and how far and fast they've grown. Well, they didn't need to do most of the hard work because they stole our R&D, our taxpayer dollars, and built upon it. It's the way I would describe it is, you know, the Microsofts of the world did the hard, heavy lift, right? And China stole it and built on top of it. So the way I would explain to the layman listening, you know, to everyday, you know, Joe, it's like we built the house. We were the plumber, the electrician, the architect. We know everything about our house and where the problems may arise. I look at China and Russia as they bought the house, right? They can build on top of it really quickly, but they don't know how the interworkings of it actually, you know, started. So they're behind the times in that, but they absolutely have the capability to build on top, and they have that. They've been very diligent about it. So this is, you know, you've got to protect yourself, your family. You've got to make sure that, you know, update your passwords, stay on top of things, and just be prepared. And I'm not an extremist by any stretch of the imagination. I just say have enough money on hand that you can pay cash for groceries for a week and you can fill your tank, which, thanks to Biden, you know, that's a mortgage payment for most people.
Yeah,
right now,
so. There's no question about that. So let me ask you real quickly, Katie, you're running for Congress. You were part of the last administration. You want to make a difference. Why are you doing it in this particular fashion right now?
The amount of destruction that Joe Biden has done in the time that he's been in office, it scares me to think what he can do with two more years. It truly is. But I said it at a Trump rally recently. You know, Barack Obama warned us, right? He did say never underestimate Joe's ability to mess things up.
Yep.
And between Joe's inability to do things, and the only way I can think of it, it's got to be purposeful at this point. You don't have this many, I would say, bad policy
decisions. There's no question about that, Katie, and I think that you're spot on. You said my observation was spot on. I think your observation is spot on. If people want to help your campaign, where do they go?
Oh, my gosh. So bless you for even asking. It's Katie, and that's KATIEFO.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden in his speech Saturday called Russian President Vladimir Putin a dictator who cannot remain in power. Biden delivered the speech from Warsaw to close his trip to Europe. He he pledged America's full support of NATO.
We have a sacred obligation under Article 5 to defend each and every inch of NATO territory with the full force of our collective power.
Biden also says the U.S. will continue to provide weapons and equipment to Ukrainian forces while accepting refugees and support them once they arrive to American soil. A Florida state agency is investigating what caused the 14-year-old boy to fall to his death from an amusement ride late Thursday. 14-year-old Tyree Sampson fell to his death on the Orlando Freefall at Icon Park. The ride had only been in operation for a few months, passing inspection in December. The Florida Agriculture and Consumer Services Department is investigating. This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and thankful to have you hanging out with us on this Saturday night as we are tricking our way through the end of this very, very difficult week. I don't know if you really understood all the things that took place this week, but when you have the commander-in-chief basically going to Europe where our forward active personnel are currently assigned, and they're kind of on duty there to prevent a war from spreading into the NATO countries, and he just dispenses with all military protocol and just starts chowing down right in front of them, like I'm the big guy and I'm just gonna, like, you know, whatever. It's discouraging, and I know that some of those guys that were there felt that discouragement, and I hope that they understand that the American people don't feel that way about them. We are grateful for their service. We are grateful that they are there in protecting the rest of the world tonight, because who knows what Mr. Putin actually wants to do. The president did say today that for the first time ever that Mr. Putin needs to be removed from office. He actually argued for regime change, which is what he argued against in Iraq after he argued for it in Iraq. Joe Biden has been kind of all over the place on issues. I don't want to see us get involved with trying to tell Russia who to have lead them. And I don't really want to see us involved in fighting Russians over Ukrainian territory. The Ukrainians seem to have the will to win. Let's just give them the tools they need to do that and then let them do it. That's my thought. But there is an aftermath to all of the destruction that Putin has caused, and we have shown you pictures of it if you're watching on Salem News Channel or you're watching on Biz TV. We've shown you the pictures of the devastation across all of the cities. And what that has caused in the aftermath are people that did have lives that were going along just happy and fine one day, turning into complete devastation. There were pictures of Mariupol that was released this week, in which nearly every building in the entire city has been blown out by bombs and charges and missiles and all kinds of things. And the drone footage was pretty eerie. It was like this big city, all the buildings have all their windows blown out, and it's just as though a ghost town now. But where did those people go? Well, a lot of them got on trains and began heading west. And, friend, I spoke with Jeanette Nishwat last week. Dr. Jeanette is on the Fox News Medical All-Star team. She just had returned from serving in a Samaritan's Purse Hospital there in Lviv. And that's a couple of hours inland into Ukraine from the Polish border. And today, that very city came under fire by Russian missiles and aircraft. So it is getting much dangerous, even in the non-military targeted areas of the country, and they need our prayer. But more than that, we have been telling you for the last couple of weeks that my friends at Christian Solidarity International are on the ground right now where all of the refugees are coming into those four countries. They're leaving Ukraine, and they're heading into Poland, Hungary, Romania, and the Czech Republic. And last week, it was about 3 million people that had been displaced. Now it's about 10 million people that have been displaced, and they're all headed to these four countries. We have received word that Christian Solidarity International knows of at least 178 families that have applied for help, and we are trying to help provide the food and shelter for them. And you can do that with a simple gift tonight of $140. That'll rescue one family through Christian Solidarity International in one of those four countries where the 10 million are coming. If you would like to help rescue one of those 178 families, and by the way, we've already had 14 of those families be rescued because of your generosity. Would you go to the phone and dial 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. You can also go to csi-usa.org and click on my picture. It's about halfway down the page, right in the middle of it. Just click on Kevin McCullough's picture. You can give a gift there as well. But that $140 is going to provide food, shelter, bedding, a safe place for the children and the moms to stay. You remember, these families are largely without the fathers and husbands because those people have been back in country fighting the Russians, and many of them are never going to be reunited with their wives and children. When the dads put them on the train to get them to safety, they knew that in many instances it was going to be goodbye forever. We're trying to help them in the meantime, in the interim, before they can go back home. And by the way, this is a really great way to not take on a refugee problem here in America. If we can help them close to the Ukrainian border, the likelihood of them getting to go home when the war is over is very, very high. 888-342-1010. They need your help. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Please call right now. $140 will save a family. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, and just adopt one of these 178 families and say, yeah, we will take care of you with food and shelter. 888-342-1010. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey. Everybody loves my baby, but my baby loves me. No one but me.
And now I'm back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. I don't know if you've noticed, but in the conflict between Russia and Ukraine, there have been a couple of things that have kind of bothered me. And as I've had some people on the air to discuss this, I think something that a lot of Americans may not understand and may not know very well is that there is a very deep connection between the Russian people and the Ukrainian people. In fact, Dr. Mark Siegel was just on with me last week, and he has on both sides of his family tree Russian and Ukrainian relatives that are both in Russia and Ukraine, even as we speak. So what does this all mean? Carol Markowitz, the New York Post, here to go a little bit deeper on this. In fact, Carol, this is concerning to you. You've written a column that kind of addresses some of this. But for people that don't understand the context, talk to us about why, number one, this is not the Russian people's invasion of Ukraine. It's Putin's invasion.
Right.
And how that shouldn't be transferred to Russian people directly.
Yeah. So I also have family in Ukraine and in Russia. My family in Ukraine left about 2 weeks ago. It was only women left there at that point. And it's hard to convey to people that my relatives in Ukraine speak Russian and my relatives in Russia are actually from Belarus. And it's all very during the time of the Soviet Union and post-World War II and during the time of the Soviet Union, there was a lot of displacement of people in that region. And so what you have is the president of Ukraine grew up speaking Russian. And the fact that he's Jewish meant that for a long time he wasn't seen as Ukrainian. He wouldn't have been considered Ukrainian during the Soviet Union times. So it's all very confusing, and I think people trying to limit it to a very Western understanding are misunderstanding what's going on. So, for example, my favorite Russian restaurant, and I write about this in piece, is Tatiana on Brighton Beach, and there's also one in Hollandale, Florida. And I say that this is my favorite Russian restaurant, but it's actually owned by this woman, Tatiana Varzar, who is from Ukraine. Yeah. She's Jewish and from Ukraine. But her restaurant is a Russian restaurant, despite that, just because that was always the shorthand for what we described ourselves as. People who had never even been to Russia called themselves Russian because right. they were Russian-speaking. So a lot of it's very confusing to people.
Well, the largest Russian-speaking community in New York is the Ukrainian community. And
right.
I didn't know that
right.
until the war broke out. But that surprised me, and I think that is an example of why it's very important to be thoughtful about how yes. you're reacting to the events of what's going on.
That's right. And I think until the war broke out, that Ukrainian community, if you're talking about the one in Brooklyn, would describe themselves as Russian. I always said my Russian community in Brooklyn, even though most of the people were not from Russia. I was born in Russia, but that was very rare. Most of the people were born in all the different republics of the Soviet Union and had never even stepped foot in Russia. And Brighton Beach is called Little Odessa, which is a city in Ukraine, but people refer to themselves as Russian. So, I saw this becoming a problem in the first few days of the war, where Russian speakers were talking about their kids being bullied in school or their business being targeted for, either nasty phone calls or just a decline in business, the way Russian Tea Room or Ruska Samovar in Manhattan are experiencing.
Right.
So it's been really sad to watch, because even the Russians in Russia don't have any control over Putin's actions. This is not a free country. These are not free people. They can't, protest in the street without getting arrested. So we can't, look at what's happening over there through our own free people prism. Yeah, if it was our country that suddenly invaded, Canada, we'd be in the streets. We would do something. We would write to our elected officials. We would have them do something. But that's not the case in Russia, and we have to just stop pretending that other countries are like us.
Well, give me just a second to drill down on this for a bit. What is your best sense of what is happening in Russia by way of information of what is going mm-hmm. on? Because I've reported from this microphone over the last number of weeks how the Russian government, the Federation government, has tried to literally shut off any idea of what the outside world has to say about this. Mm-hmm. But is that working? Are there still information channels getting through to Russian people? Because I know that there's been thousands that have protested, and I'm guessing that many of them are now in gulags.
That's right. Most of them are in jail. There were people in Russia as late as last week who had not heard of the war. I can tell you that. And it's not that crazy. It's a very vast country. Not everybody has access to any information, let alone information that Putin doesn't want them to have. So a lot of the Russian people, I think, are getting this one side of story. The story is that Ukraine was full of Nazis and Russia is basically there to root them out. And if you look at, you know, Russian history and the World War II, where they fought the Nazis, it becomes like, oh, okay, well, I guess there's Nazis there and we have to go fight them again. And this is real. This is really what people are believing there. This is what they're being told by Russian TV.
I've seen some of those same talking points, Carol, here mm-hmm. in America amongst right-wing people in America. Why is that narrative being told here?
Well, I think that there's, you know, just like any rumor might have some basis in truth, I think Ukraine did have some Nazi issues over the last decade. I think there are white supremacist Nazi groups there, absolutely. But are they why Putin invaded? Absolutely not. That's ridiculous. And there's nothing of that sort at all. Putin absolutely invaded because there was the concern that Ukraine was becoming too close to the West, and he wanted to pull them closer to him.
So let me ask you this. The administration this week admitted that they have no real clear understanding of what Putin's endgame is. This right. week, he also ratcheted up another use of weaponry that had not been used previously. I mean, he's already using the cluster bombs and the vacuum bombs, which are pretty mm-hmm. heinous in and of themselves, but they launched that hypersonic missile on Saturday. U.S. Confirmed that it had been deployed. That is a nuclear payload, an able weapon. He did not put a nuclear payload on it, but that is something that he could do. What is the end game for Putin? If I could ask from your perspective, yeah. since the administration seems to have no idea, and is he ratcheting right. things up, and is he getting more desperate and by sense of desperation, maybe a little bit more crazy?
So I don't know. Putin's end game seems to be to take over all of Ukraine and make it Russian. And that is sort of...
Does he want the rest of the former Soviet states as well? Or do you think he'll be satisfied with Ukraine?
I don't know, because if he does succeed in Ukraine, I don't see why he wouldn't continue on to the other Soviet states.
All right, Carol Markowitz, always appreciate your insight.
Thank you
for
Kevin.
Setting the record straight. You got it. Kevin McCullough, we've got a lot more coming your way. Say, stay here.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Capital Doc.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, back to the Music Spotlight stage. Another nominee for Oscar's Best Song this year. Here is Sebastian Yatra from the movie Encanto and Dos Oruguitas. The movie Encanto that people did not expect to get nominated for Best Song. I think everyone thought We Don't Talk About Bruno or Surface Pressure were likely to be the nominees. But no, the beautiful Little Caterpillars, when translated into English, is what that means. Anyway, that's it for our pre-Oscar version of Radio Night Live. Of course, the big awards tomorrow night. And we will also encourage you one more time to help a Ukrainian family. Friends, for $140, you can feed a mom and her children. You can help them get shelter. You can help them have bedding, pillows, blankets, other things that they need in the emergency interim right now for the...
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.